Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm and calm evening across Israel. Clear skies stretch over Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, making it a pleasant night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, 9 reported killed in Israeli strikes in Gaza as Egypt hosts new round of talks, according to the Times of Israel, just under an hour ago. Also, Iranian missile launches target northern Israel, Israeli military says, as reported by Axios earlier this hour. Also this hour, IDF strikes Beirut's Dahiya district in response to Hezbollah attacks, says JNS from earlier today. Separately, after the Israeli attack in Beirut, Iran launched missile strikes at Israel, per Walla, in the past hour. And finally, Trump says he is not demanding Lebanon be part of the Iran deal, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, posted just minutes ago that if Israel doesn't respond to the IRGC's missile launches, it might send a dangerous message. Emily Schrader, an Israeli activist, also writing just now, shared Trump's comments urging Israel not to retaliate against Iranian strikes, indicating a hope for de-escalation. Al Arabiya English reported minutes ago that Israel's army declared Iran's missile attack a grave mistake and vowed to intensify actions against Hezbollah. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes in Gaza. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli airstrikes targeted a Hamas police post in Khan Yunis and 2 Hamas operatives in Gaza City. These strikes come amidst ongoing negotiations mediated by Egypt, highlighting the fragile state of diplomacy in the region. Turning to the Iranian missile launches, Axios notes that the Israeli military considers these actions a potential threat to ongoing negotiations, raising the risk of further escalation. Such developments could potentially unravel efforts towards a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the IDF's response to Hezbollah's attacks in Beirut's Dahiya district, reported by JNS, marks a significant moment in the ongoing conflict. The strikes prompted a wave of alerts in the Upper Galilee, affecting residents who had to seek immediate shelter. In a related development, after the Beirut attack, Iran launched missiles towards northern Israel, as reported by Walla. This response from Iran underscores the volatile nature of the ceasefire agreements and the complexities of regional alliances. Finally, the Jerusalem Post highlights Trump's recent remarks, where he distanced Lebanon from the Iran deal. His comments come in the wake of a failed ceasefire agreement with Hezbollah, reflecting ongoing diplomatic challenges in the region. On the economic front, First Key Tech reports that Iran's missile attacks on Israel led to the activation of defensive systems and the introduction of nationwide emergency measures. Separately, Walla Business reveals a dispute with the Ministry of Finance over the dormitory law, criticized for lacking economic rationale. And finally, Globes reports that U.S. and Indian companies are showing interest in bidding for Israel's metro tenders, marking the first significant involvement of U.S. businesses in such a major infrastructure project. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.